Hello, welcome to Foodception, the show where we talk about misconceptions with food. Get it? I am your host, editor, publisher, and the person doing all the work, Branson. This episode, we will be focusing on Mexican food. Everyone in Mexican food, and by Mexican food, I mean Costa Vida, Cafe Rio, Taco Amigo, or Taco Time. Well, in that case, you do not want Mexican food. Instead, you want this thing called Tex-Mex. This is an Americanized Mexican food that includes stuff like flour tortillas and hard-shell tacos. If you want to get technical, then only food made in Mexico or by a Mexican is Mexican. And in that case, it's going to be harder to find. No, I'm not one of those kind of people. I'm not saying that Tex-Mex is bad or anything. I love Costa Vida or some good chips and salsa. One time, we had these people over to have tacos. They weren't from around the Southwest, where you find most Mexican food. We were having these legit tacos and some Spanish fries with them, and it was good. But the poor people we had over had no idea how to eat it. They're using forks and knives to cut the taco, and they were putting the rice in it. That's just not something you do. When you eat a taco, utensils should be out of the picture. It was sad how we had to explain how to eat a taco. If you think about it, can you really see how Costa Vida and Cafe Rio Americanize food? Do you really think that a sweet pulled pork burrito was real Mexican food? They really do a good flour tortilla, though. When I lived in Arizona, we went down to Mexico. The Mexican food we had down there consisted of straight chicken with beans and rice, tamales, which are not a seasonal food down there. We also had lots of fruit. That's a very common thing down there. This vendor we had came around and made these mango flowers. He would peel a mango, and he would cut it into portions and bend them until it looked like a flower. He would give you lime or chili powder to put on top. Pina coladas were also common. Alright, back to my point. In Mexico, the food is very simple. It was beans, rice, and very small meals. They made do with what they had for the most part. They don't have as much money to spend. Cow tongue and bran are common. Now, that's not everybody. There are some well-off people down there. In America, we supersize everything. Seen the burritos at Chipotle or Cafe Rio? Huge. In Mexico, most things are smaller. My grandma lived in a small mining town called San Manuel. She was taught by Mexicans how to make food. She can stretch a pound of beef to 30 tacos. When we made enchiladas, they were not stuffed to the brim. It is just two small burritos with meat and cheese in them with chili sauce and some lettuce on top. You go to some restaurants and they give you these massive portions that are unrealistically big, even for America. There's no such thing as a loaded quesadilla in Mexico. The tamales there are small and thin. The street tacos are also small and on corn tortillas. Do you know how many ingredients are in a real Mexican flour tortilla? 4. Flour, water, lard, and salt. Tortillas are not supposed to be sweet, something American tortilla makers don't seem to get. Everything is pretty cheap down there. They're not in it for huge gains of money. So next time you think of those 5-pound Chipotle burritos are Mexican, think again. Now to tell the difference. In Arizona, in the town we lived in, there was a small little shack. You couldn't go inside, and from the drive-thru window, it looked pretty cramped and tight. But let me tell you, they made the best breakfast burritos I have ever tasted, and I've had legit Mexican breakfast burritos from Mexico. These places, as a general rule of thumb, these actual Mexican places, do not have big flashy signs or look the nicest on the outside. But when you go inside, they're clean and they make good food. For the most part, it is Hispanic people working at these stores and white people working at the big chain places. Now, don't get me wrong. I went to a sit-down Mexican place, and there was a white server, but the place was plenty Mexican, even though they sold some questionable loaded nachos that had some strange beef on them, and overcooked cheese that looked like it was microwaved. There's a lot of middle ground on this subject, and some foods can be considered either. My word is not law, and I do not want people to take this seriously. If I hear someone call Costa Vida Mexican, I won't correct them. Remember, stay chill. Don't get worked up about this. I'm Branson, the overworked, unpaid student, and this has been Foodception.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.